Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Beamish and Finley here, 106.7 The Fan. Make sure you're following along on social media. You can follow the show at Beamish and Finley. You can follow Brian on Instagram at BMitch30 and me on Instagram at JPFinleyMBCS. Want to make sure you guys know about all the cool stuff coming up on the station later today at 3 o'clock. Washington Redskins legend and Hall of Famer Darryl Green, former teammate of Brian Mitchell's, will join the show at 3 with Grant and Danny. And at 6, longtime MLB reliever Mike Stanton joins the guys to discuss all the controversy going on with the sticky stuff and the pitchers and these really, really punitive MLB penalties, Brian, where pitchers will get suspended for 10 games with pay if they get caught with sticky stuff, which means maybe they miss a start. And they still get paid.
Well, they still should. With pay?
With pay.
Well, damn, they're going to still try it.
Yeah. Dude, it's not going to do anything.
If you catch me, okay, I'm still getting paid. Right. If you don't catch me, then I got. But the thing about it, I think they need to find a way to reprimand pitchers even more. Because pitchers, we talk about all the hitters that were on steroids and things of that nature. Pitchers were using growth hormones and all types of things back in the day, too. So the hitters had to try to catch up with them.
Right.
So they have to hit them.
I want to talk about the Nats for a minute. And we're going to do that in about 20 minutes before we get to Heard It Here First. It's time for a landfill pop quiz. It's very bizarre. I can't see him right now because of the way things are positioned. But, dude, it's wild that two of our listeners in the last week have won this Cash Flash. Congrats to 106.7 The Fan listener Nathan McClarty, who won $1,000 on the Cash Flash yesterday morning while listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Listen for the code word in the sports update at the top of every hour from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Then text that code word to 72881. There is a new $1,000 winner every hour. And twice in the last week, somebody's won it listening to our show. That's outrageous. All right, Landfill, I have my pen prepared. And it is time for the top 20 defensive lines in the NFL. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. Top 20.
Are we counting down 20 to 1?
We're going to go 20 to 1.
I know I'm doing it. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe I'll see a speech therapist. I don't know what to say.
I think you should. You want to start with number 20?
Yeah. You giving us hints?
I will give you a hint here. This team's defensive line features... Jerry Tillery, and multiple first-round picks at the edge position.
Wait. Start over there.
Jerry Tillery?
Jerry Tillery and multiple first-round picks at the edge position. Jerry Tillery is also a first-round pick, by the way. He went to Notre Dame.
I don't even understand the basis of this hint.
What team does Jerry Tillery play for?
Okay.
There you go.
I didn't think it was that complicated.
You're going to have to tell me.
The Chargers.
The team that we're playing against the first game.
89 days.
Los Angeles Chargers. And they also have one of the Bosas.
Right at 89 days.
You could have said Bosa.
That would have been a little too obvious.
That would have been giving it away.
And I believe Melvin.
There's two Bosas.
Ingram.
Anyway, 19.
All right, the number 19.
Can I ask real quick?
Sure.
So this is just defensive lines.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we expecting Washington to land here? I think we're talking top five.
I'm going top five.
I agree. Okay.
Both of you top five. All right. So this team recently traded, not recently, I'd say last year, they traded a first-round pick for a defensive lineman. They've also just made a metric ton of terrible second-round picks on the D-line. That's just kind of their go-to.
The Raiders?
Not the Raiders, no. They recently released their best defensive lineman, so they are not on this list.
The Colts?
The Colts, yes. The Colts. They've just
for DeForest Buckner. Right?
Traded for DeForest Buckner, and they're just like drafting every single defensive lineman in the second round, and none of them are good.
Listen, nobody has a worse track record of second round picks than this city, so I'm not throwing any second round stones.
You can.
When you're not making the
picks. When you go Sua Cravens, Darius Geis.
But you're not making the picks.
Ryan Anderson, true. That's true. I certainly am not. 18.
All right, 18. This team traded for a first-round pick on the D-line from a crosstown rival. So they traded with a crosstown rival to get a guy who used to be a first-round pick.
So they got Leonard Williams. The Giants got Williams from the Jets. So we're talking about the Giants.
I'm talking about the Giants.
Okay.
This team's defensive line features players such as A.J. Epinesa and Jerry Hughes.
Jerry Hughes.
That was the funny dude that when we were going through the pass rushes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Minnesota?
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Buffalo. Buffalo
right.
Bills.
That's right.
All right. Number 16. This team has invested, I think, fairly heavily in the defensive line over the years, and they're still only 16th, so that's kind of disappointing. They drafted a guy in defensive lineman in the first round in the 2020 NFL draft.
That is not a lot of hints.
They also, many of their former players are currently in this city.
Many of Charlotte's former players.
Sure. What team plays in Charlotte, though?
Carolina.
Carolina Panthers.
Charlotte counts. That was you being a...
I mean, I feel like they're called the Carolina Panthers, so not necessarily.
I mean, can you say Nashville for Tennessee? Because I do that.
Next time I buy food, I'm going to buy him no damn
just, it's Tennessee. How hard is that?
All right. Whatever, man.
All right. Number 15. Don't have a good hint here. I'm going to give it to you. It's the Minnesota Vikings.
The Minnesota Vikings.
Minnesota Vikings. All right. Number 14. I feel like this is like a reoccurring theme with this team where they have a bunch of dudes who you've never heard of before. Like, you can't name a single one, but they're somehow pretty solid at basically every position and have been for like the last 20 years.
Hmm.
Team that's been good for 20 years.
Steelers?
Ravens. No.
Ravens?
Seahawks.
Patriots. New England Patriots. Huh? They have a bunch of no-name guys.
They do.
Everywhere, and they're just good.
I think they're well-coached.
It must be that. This
A lot of other teams should try that.
That is correct. This is another team that just features a bunch of first-round picks on the D-line. I believe they had a first-round pick there in 2017. I think they had a couple first-round picks there in 2019. Just not particularly good players, though. They also play in a very cold, cold weather city. This is a team that like doesn't draft Green Bay. Yeah, they don't draft offensive players in the first round. You know, unless it's a quarterback and they're trying to anger their current quarterback.
Smith
didn't draft him.
Did not draft him. He was the last good second-round pick here.
I think that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we got rid of him, because we don't like good second-round picks.
We only like bad ones.
Although, if they're going to like trade multiple second-round picks and just get Montez Sweat, I'm okay with that, because they can't make good picks in the second
round. Let's hope Sam Cosmi's here to break the curse.
All right. This team has recently added one of the Watt brothers to their team.
Arizona.
Arizona Cardinals.
AZ?
There you go. I feel like that was pretty easy. AZ, easy. All right, next team, number 11. This team has two number one overall picks at the edge rusher position.
Cleveland.
They have Jadeveon Clowney and Miles Garrett. I was blanking for a second there.
It was your hint.
It was my
blanking
hint.
Blanking on your own hint.
I knew that he was a first-round pick. I mean, even though, like, let's be honest, he shouldn't be. If you were going to redraft that draft, Clowney wouldn't be a first. He wouldn't be the first overall pick. Would even be in the top 10.
Well,
I think if you redraft it, they'll still pick him. But what you know now, you wouldn't pick him.
Sure. I think you would definitely pick, completely blanking on this guy, too. The Raiders traded him to the Bears.
Khalil Mack.
Yeah. He was, like, taking three picks later.
Yeah.
You'd 100% take him over Clowney.
Let's see. So that draft was 2014. It went Clowney, Greg Robinson.
Well, that's
Greg terrible. Robinson was taken with a number two overall pick that belonged to the then Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
That was the RG3 trade. Who was the first quarterback taken in that draft?
In 2014,
he's bad. Blake Bortles.
Yeah.
So Sammy Watkins goes four. Khalil Mack goes five. He would have gone one overall in a redraft. Mike Evans went seven. He would have gone number two overall, I believe. Odell Beckham at 12. Kyle Fuller at 14. Zach Martin at 16. Man, this must have been an awful quarterback class. So you got Blake Bortles at 3. The next highest quarterback off the board.
Was it Derek Carr?
Johnny Football.
Oh, okay.
At 22. Hopefully I'm not skipping anybody. Johnny Football goes 22. Was there another quarterback? Teddy Bridgewater goes 32.
He was not bad until the devastating knee injury.
Derek Carr was the best quarterback, and he was the 36th overall pick.
I'm going to say something might be controversial here. If you were going to do a redraft, Derek Carr would be the number one overall pick.
Incorrect. Davante Adams was the 53rd overall pick.
I'll still take Khalil Mack first.
Allen Robinson. Yeah. You take Khalil Mack over Davante Adams?
Yeah. He's a receiver.
He's a good... No, whoa. There's been a massive error. You know who the number one overall pick is in the 2014 draft, if you get to redraft? Aaron Donald went 13th overall to the St. Louis Rams.
Yeah. Forgot about him.
That's your answer.
This might even be more controversial. I'd still go with Derek Carr.
No, I wouldn't.
GTFO. Go to Philadelphia with Bryce Harper. That is nonsense.
Aaron Donald has been the MVP how many years? And also went to a Super Bowl. What Derek Carr did? Nothing.
Listen, if it was a stud top five quarterback, I'd agree with you. But not Derek Carr.
I think you'd win more games if you're starting a franchise with Derek Carr than you would with Aaron Donald.
I mean,
they kind of started with Aaron Donald up the Rams. I think the Rams.
Yeah, the Rams have won way more games with Donald than the Raiders have with Carr.
Well, okay. You know, the Rams have Sean McVay.
Well,
and
okay. Even with Jeff Fisher days, they were still going 7-9, 8-8.
The Raiders have the biggest handicap in head coaching in the league. He's terrible.
I thought it was Pete Carroll.
Oh, well, he's terrible too, but he's like the second biggest handicap. Okay, we're getting a little behind here, so I'm just going to like give you a couple here. Number 10 is the Denver Broncos.
Okay.
That's a pretty solid pick there. Number 9, this is a team that's built through the defensive line. They have 3 first-round picks on the D-line, and it's, you know, provided them somewhat mixed results. They've been kind of good, but also mostly bad.
3 first-rounders. It's not Washington because they have 4 first-rounders.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas?
No. San Francisco 49ers.
You're right about that.
Didn't
they have injuries, though, last year that killed them?
I think they had injuries, yeah.
But I tell you what, and nobody calls
Cody. That's the first time Cody did anything to be involved with this thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's just over there eating like a Popcorn or something. People love Kyle Shanahan, and his offensive schematics are really top-notch, arguably the best in the league. But they've had some bad misses. Yes. Solomon Thomas was a disaster.
I think that they also drafted...
Almost said who?
Reuben Foster was a disaster.
Who?
Yeah, you know him.
I'm pretty sure Kyle Shanahan has a losing record as a head coach.
Definitely. He has one winning season in 4 years.
I mean, they did go to the Super Bowl, admittedly, but...
And blew a double-digit lead.
People don't talk enough about how he has one winning season.
All right, we're at 8.
All right, 8. We're going to need to move a little bit more here, so I'm going to go 8 is the Saints, 7 is the Jets, and then 6, this is the Bears. I'm just going to tell you it's the Bears.
Okay.
All right. Top 5.
He teased it and then just
top
told
five.
Us.
We had top 5.
All right. We said top 5.
Top 5. So do you think Washington is in the top 5?
Yeah.
I mean, look, who's going to be up there? Washington, the Rams,
Steelers.
I kind of thought Baltimore. The Saints might be up there.
Yeah, the Saints, we haven't had Baltimore yet. You just said Saints was number 7, weren't
right.
they?
Baltimore is not on this list.
At all?
Not on this list. So they're not in the top 20.
I'll get them.
All right, so we know we're going to have Rams, Steelers, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
All right, have we said the Bucs yet?
We have not said the Bucs yet.
Buccaneers are definitely in there.
Number 5, this team recently signed Washington's all-time sack leader.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Yep.
The Eagles.
I don't know about that.
That might change up their whole little predictions this year.
All right,
they're
so we got
good.
3 teams left.
3 teams left.
Well, 4.
4 teams left. 4 teams left.
Is it Bucs? Washington, Steelers, Rams? I'm calling my shot.
No.
Okay. Well,
can you give me those one more time?
Bucks?
Yep.
Number 1?
No. I'm saying 1 is Rams.
1 is Rams. Okay.
Who's 2 is Steelers.
Yep.
Washington is 3.
Okay.
And 4 is Tampa.
You got all 4 wrong. Yeah. Remarkable.
So you got Aaron.
Tell us the correct
the Buccaneers
order,
are 1.
Nope.
The Rams have to be 1.
Nope.
They have the Steelers 1?
Steelers 1.
Whose list is this?
Rams 2?
Pro Football Focus.
Rams 2?
No.
Washington 2?
Washington 2.
Wow.
Rams 3?
Nope.
Buccaneers 3.
Yes.
And the Rams are 4.
Yes.
I think Pro Football Focus, that's when they lose me right there, because if you look at the production from Tampa Bay last year,
mm-hmm.
you might say that they're better than any team out
now,
there.
These are
overall.
I think these are projections for 2021, correct?
I think it's like going into
but
the 2021
season. But how do you project 2021 without looking at 2020? And the end result was they shut down every damn quarterback they saw
right.
in the playoffs and won a Super Bowl. Based off of their defensive play more than their offense.
They also
play.
Have a pretty good secondary in Tampa, though.
Yeah, but the secondary gets good because you're constantly getting pressure on the quarterback. Mm-hmm.
I'm putting the Rams number one until Aaron Donald's on a different team.
But Aaron Donald's by himself for the most part.
Washington is number two, and it sounds like both of you think that's a little too high.
I'm thinking that Tampa Bay might be better
now. I think Washington at...
But top five I see Washington as.
Top five, I agree. I think I would put Steelers and Rams ahead of them.
Now I add Tampa to that.
And you want Tampa. So we're saying either three or four.
Three or four.
If people want to call in on that and tell us where they think Washington belongs in the D-line rankings, feel free to hit us up, 800-636-1067. We'll take those calls next. Plus, I want to check in on the Washington Nationals, who might not be in last place anymore in the NL East.
I want to check in on some salad dressing.
Yeah, I can't help you there. We'll see if we can find Demon Chase salad dressing.
You got some
next.
Italian in the
fridge. Oh, I do. Go help yourself.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
B. Mitch and Finley talking about the best defensive lines in football. Washington football team, according to Pro Football Focus, has the number two defensive line for the 2021 season. Man, no pressure there. Pittsburgh Steelers ranked number one. Got a good tweet from TJ that said the Steelers will be worse now because they lost Bud Dupree. It's interesting. Somebody else also wants me to slap Landfill for his Derek Carr over Aaron Donald take.
I would do it.
Which is laughably
bad.
I'd
do it in a heartbeat.
Very, very stupid.
I mean, I'd rather have a better quarterback than Derek Carr, but, you know, like, you need a quarterback.
I did want to check in on the Washington Nationals before we get to Heard It Here First. As everybody knows, Cody Betts might just hate the Nats, I think, is the truth. And he believes the Nats will be 14 games under 500 at the All-Star break. Can we get an official date of the All-Star break? July 10th? Does that sound right? The last game before the break. So, B, do you know what they are today, right now? Nationals have won 3 of 4 and 2 in a row.
They're 8 under now?
7.5.
7.5. So, Cody Beth needs 5.5.
Do you know who's in last place in the NL East?
Nets.
The Miami Marlins are a full half game back.
Who are we playing?
Nats have two more against the Pirates, and the Pirates stink on ice. So, little chance to chop some wood here. The Pirates are already, oh my God, the Pirates are 19 games under 500 already.
That's terrible.
I mean, the Diamondbacks are 17 games under 500. I think the Orioles, do you want to guess the O's? I think the O's are the worst team in baseball, which kind of hurts my heart a little bit.
So like 20?
21. Damn. I guess they're trying to rebuild up there. But let's check in with Cody Betts, our resident baseball expert, on the Nats. Listen, they pitched pretty well against the Giants in that home series. They didn't give up many runs. They just couldn't score. But they've now won 3 of 4 in their last two.
Let me put it on the record. I am not a hater of the Nats. I just think that this year, not their best year, not really going to be in contention. That's all I'm saying.
Schwarber hit, would he hit two last night?
I think just one last night. I know he had four big in one. Like three games or something.
Schwarber's hot.
They put him in the leadoff spot. Changed things up. He's hitting well. But the pitching is coming around, right? The bullpen kind of there. Wander Suero back from being injured.
I don't know that we can ever say Wander Suero's back. Wander Suero exists, but.
Sound like you're the hater.
No, I'm not the biggest Wander Suero fan. I'll be honest about that. But
I think technically you would be the biggest hater on this show, but, you know, that's a discussion for another day.
Like, Nats hater or hater in general?
Nats hater.
How do you figure? I bet on them to keep it close.
Oh, well, where'd you put more money? But we'll talk about that another time. The All-Star break is July the 13th.
So how many games? So that's 28 days?
A little less than a month. They've got a couple games against the Pirates, a couple games against the Marlins. It's going to come down to the wire. But they do play against the NL West for the entire month of July. Before the All-Star break, excuse me. Three series.
Do they get the Diamondbacks, hopefully?
Nope. Dodgers, Padres, and Giants again.
When do the Padres come here? I want to go watch that team. They are young and exciting.
They're on the road for that, I think.
But at some point, they come here.
Maybe later in the season, yeah. But I think the biggest problem right now for the Nationals is going to be the pitching staff. No Scherzer. I mean, he threw yesterday 31 pitches and then had to shut it down early.
But I thought they were saying that he could dodge an IL stint.
Maybe, yeah.
But we're probably he's a tough guy.
Dodging that stint doesn't mean that you're healthy.
Sure.
I mean, yeah, he battled through that like broken nose and then came out and threw lights out. He's a tough guy.
Yeah, he is.
They just need these other dudes to keep pitching well.
Yeah, and I just. Makes you think, I mean, do they get back in it here, get closer to 500 right now, but does that change their plans? Do they want to be sellers or buyers a month from now?
When's the trade deadline? Late July?
Like the 31st, yeah. I think it's the last day in July. I personally think you got to sell. You have got to build that farm system back, start regrowing, and maybe 3, 4, 5 years from now, they're back in the World Series.
I'll say this. I think you're right. And we had Brian Scalabrine on this morning talking about the Wizards and how he believed they should have traded Bradley Beal to kind of get a path towards competing for championships. Because I don't know that exists right now for the Wizards.
It may not exist, but I think...
But I think the Nats...
They couldn't trade Bradley because then they would have nobody. And until they got... Russ wouldn't have never come if Brad wasn't here. So basically, who would you be going to see?
By the way, the Padres come to town right after the All-Star break. I think it's the 16th, 17th, and 18th.
Of July?
Yeah.
So you may luck up right before all that.
Let's go to a game. I'm in the Outer Banks. Maybe when we get back. You know, 1 month from today, I'll be sitting on the beach in the Outer Banks.
Yeah, we'll just go to a game without you. I mean, we normally have fun when you're not here.
Well, if we can all go on the 18th, I'm down. That's Sunday, so it's probably an
afternoon
game.
Probably going to do it before that day. We're not going to wait around for you.
You're going to be busy.
The hell?
You know how hot it's going to be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
No, you're going to come back from the beach and think we want to go somewhere. No, you left us and went to the beach.
Are you going to bail on us? Like you're bailing on me for next week?
I haven't officially bailed.
Hey, that's what he does.
Officially bailed?
Hey, that's horrible. That's what he does. He plans, then he bails.
I gave it a 30% chance of happening.
Plans,
you
then
made
bails.
A group text about it and said, hey, you want to go?
Yeah, you asked somebody to go.
I gave it a 30%.
You can't suggest and then say 30%. That doesn't work.
And I was going to drive out of my way.
Are you not driving? Listen.
Well, you have to drive because he won't be able to get back.
The trip's not happening if you're not driving. There's if I'm driving myself, it's a 0% chance of happening because I can sit on my porch with vitamin T rather than driving to Camden Yards.
I'm down for either, whatever.
Selfish.
Now you want to come to my porch?
Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, 100% selfish.
How am I selfish? Dude, it's going to be a lot to pull off. Brian, can I tell you why it's not ideal anymore? We have your golf tournament during the day. And if I got the golf tournament, then I got to get to Baltimore. It's just the golf tournament's in Virginia, right?
I gave you a whole nother day, the Monday and Tuesday.
He gave you a day.
Flexibility.
I mean, the dude
I didn't know that. I didn't know Tuesday was a possibility.
He never knows anything when he needs to make a decision based off of the facts. This dude right here, man. I'm starting to say, you know what? You're just a little BSer, dude.
You know, they actually play Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So if we could all go, that'd be great.
I mean, I am incredibly bad at making plans.
Well, that's how you make plans. Before you agree to do anything, you make sure everything is in order, then you agree.
For the record, I didn't agree. I said, oh, should we do this? It could be fun. It wasn't like a let's lock this in, we're doing it. Right, Cody? It was you and I. Is that right?
Yeah, but then you brought Pete into it, and I was like, oh, this could be fun.
Yeah, so you started inviting other people when you can't invite other people if you're not saying it's happening.
But at the same time, Cody still had his exam. Like, we hadn't locked anything in because Cody had the exam.
But Cody took care of his business. Yep. Like, he always does. Took it one day, boom, done.
Landfill, I could use you backing me up here, pal.
Hey, it's not going to happen.
I don't think I can. This kind of seems like a JP move. You just run with things, get way ahead of yourself, and then...
He goes, let's play football. All he has is a golf ball.
Yeah.
I go to golf courses without golf clubs.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, yeah. I'm playing golf tomorrow.
Are your golf clubs where you need to be?
They're in my car, and I want to practice putting on the porch tonight.
Where
are
you playing tomorrow?
The new blue course at Congressional. Okay. Cannot wait. It looks outrageous.
Practice putting on your porch.
I have like a putting mat. I have like a putting green.
I wouldn't do that.
Why?
Because those greens would be way faster than that putting mat.
I know, but...
I would just go, you got some like
just the cement?
Hardwood floor, stuff
yeah,
like
I
that.
Do.
Yeah, do that.
Did I tell you I went and got a lesson? Huh? I went and got a lesson last weekend.
Well, you know, they say you get worse before you get better. So I would love to play you right now, and I will give you 10.
Ooh, I'm finally getting my 10, even though it's supposed to be 11. Tomorrow, we're having Steve Sands on the program, which I am always excited about. It is U.S. Open Week out in Torrey Pines in San Diego. Landfill tried to completely bastardize the purity of our U.S. Open contest here. We're the four of us, and we decided on two or three golfers.
Well, JP, you said three.
Okay, yeah, you did say three.
I mean, and you came up with the idea. Now you say we decide. You never asked us anything. You just throw it
out there. I said, did you guys want to do it? I said that. I said, we'll have Sands on, then we'll do our U.S.
At first, you say we're doing it. Then you came back and say, do you guys want to do it? That's normally how you do things.
Do you want to do it?
We already say yes.
Okay, so we're going to do.
And Landfill gets the first pick.
Yeah. How on earth?
Because Cody, myself, and Landfill decide that he gets the first pick. You won by yourself. You can't decide on nothing.
So you're just going to give Landfill the first pick?
He can have Bryson DeChambeau. I want him to have Kepka.
No, I want Kepka. Yeah, I don't want Bryson.
Oh, you want Kepka?
Yeah.
Give him that fool. He's not going to be healthy.
All right, so I guess Landfill gets first pick, and we already know who the first pick is. Are the three of us doing random order, or do you just want to assign the order also?
Let's go by age.
So it'd be Cody first.
No. The oldest go first.
So you'd be first.
Yeah.
But you just said Landfill's first.
No, but he got that. Then we go age after him.
What sense does that make?
And then after me, do we go to youngest first?
I'll take last. That's fine. All right, we'll decide. Landfill
can have the first pick.
And then you, because you're the oldest.
We're going to flip a coin.
And then you, because you're the oldest. We should throw a tee.
Yeah, it's golf. Let's throw a tee. Wait. Are you going to break a tee?
I think I have some in here.
Let me see. You better find them, because if you don't have them here, you will not bring them.
Boom.
Those are pistachios.
I got two T's right here.
Okay.
Right. You want me to throw it right
what
now?
That means?
Let's throw the corn.
So do you know how to? No, the corn's going home with me. I'm grilling that tonight. So when you throw, when you're about to play golf, to decide who's going first, you throw a tee, and whoever the tee points at, that person goes first.
Okay, so we got it.
So throw somehow it Lampville's already first.
That's right.
So yeah. Now this is just to determine who's second between the three of us.
Do it. B. Mitch.
B. Mitch is second. Now it's me versus Cody.
Well, no, it just goes to you next. It goes clockwise.
Boom. All right. So it goes Lampville, B. Mitch, JP, Cody. And we'll do snake draft, so Cody gets to go second. Gets
however
to go.
You want to do it. All right, but you can give me Colin Morikawa right now.
So are we doing the draft now?
No, but I'm just saying, I have the first pick.
No, Lampville has the first pick.
He already picked his. We know what he's taking.
But that still means you have the second pick.
So I got the second pick, which is next. So therefore, I'm not like the NFL. You got 4 months, and then they come up to the time and they wait. No. I'm going with Colin Morikawa.
So here's what's crazy is in my year-long Survivor golf pool, I have Brooks Koepka and Colin Morikawa this weekend. So we're all in it together, baby.
You're on the clock, JP.
All right, I'm on the clock, but we're supposed to do this tomorrow.
We'll redo it tomorrow. I will.
You've got a whole day to think about it.
I will remember what I did.
Koepka and Morikawa are off the board. And tomorrow, 24 hours from now, you'll hear the remainder of our U.S. Open draft. What we're going to do next, it's time for Heard It Here First.
If we do anything in order how it's supposed to be,
never,
then it wouldn't be Mitchell Finley.
You're absolutely right about that. There's only one basketball game tonight, but I don't know how many soccer games there are for Lampville to go hunting.
It's about 100 of them.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lampville, I'm going to let you take over. I understand there's some audio we need to hear.
There's some audio we need to hear.
You just said you want to play the clip. Did you just want to play Heard It Here First?
Yeah, that thing.
Okay, cool. Well, now we've set that up. Why don't you tell everybody how the three of us all hit our parlays and you didn't?
Well, okay. Apparently you guys hit your parlays, but I decided to bet on soccer. I bet on Spain -1 over Sweden, and they failed to score any goals because they suck. And then I also bet on Argentina to win, and despite it being a very, very entertaining match, they tied as well.
Lampville saying match now. You hear
it was
that?
It was really good. I enjoyed it. Yeah. But unfortunately, they didn't win.
Tell you what, the Nats game last night was really good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, too.
It was a good baseball game.
Yeah, because they helped me win.
All right. So the three of us are 1.5-0, and Lampville is 0.5.
Yeah.
I do think at some point, and we can only do this on a Monday, we do have to address the scoring system of these parlays. Because it's gotten to a point where it almost makes sense. It doesn't make sense not to put in a parlay.
Yeah, but you got
to
realize, though, a parlay in real life is exactly what we're doing. If you win, you win more. If you lose, normally, you just lose whatever is there. You don't lose more.
Right, but we have it losing less.
Yeah, but that's how it works. It's just the reason that you're taking that chance. That's how it works like that.
But I think you take the chance to win more, but you still lose the same
but
amount.
But in a parlay, you can win one, lose one. But when you win it, you get extra. That's why you work it like that, JP.
I also think you put up less money in a parlay. So normally you would do
you put up
$10
less money
bet.
To win more.
Yeah, you'd put up like a $10 bet for a regular bet, but then a parlay, you put in like $5 because it pays more.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it goes. Yeah.
That works. Let's get to tonight's action. Cody, I'm
but
guessing.
You have been trying to change this since the first time I hit the first parlay, though.
I hit one last night. I'm good.
Yeah,
Cody, you're
now you're good.
All right, I'm going to just do a solo tonight. I'm going. I'm off to a hot start. I'm going to try to keep it rolling, increase that winning percentage. I'm going Indians money line versus the Orioles.
What's
the Orioles are terrible.
What's going on the Orioles? I mean, what's the odds?
-175.
Okay, you lucked up. You're in there.
That is right up against the limit. What are you doing tonight, Brian?
I don't have a clue.
I don't either. I'm looking now.
Actually, I just tried to turn my computer off.
On accident?
No, I was trying to turn it off. Like I kept hitting the wrong button.
So
okay, let me look at my thing.
You want to go ahead, Landfill?
Hey, Landfill, you got this.
All right, sure. I'm going to put in another soccer parlay, which I feel like this one, this time it's going to work.
I think you got to stop doing this, man.
I don't
think you've hit a, like, what are you? Are you like 0 for your last 15 bets?
He's betting on soccer again.
I'm like 0 for 5 on soccer bets. Anyway, I'm going to bet on Canada -1 against Haiti tonight.
I thought Canada was dead to you.
Not anymore.
They've been revived.
If they can score a couple goals, they'll be back in my good graces. Then I'm also going to parlay that with Russia over Finland tomorrow morning.
Have you thought about what you're doing?
I have thought about it a little bit.
How many soccer players can you name on the Canadian, Haitian, Russian, or Finlandish soccer teams?
Canada has Kyle Larin, who's awful, and they have...
I can't believe you can even name a dude.
You can name people.
I believe Alfonso Davies, who's very good.
Alfonso Soriano, I think, is the name you're looking for.
I don't think that's the case.
40-40 at RFK Stadium. That was big. They called him Senor Peligroso.
I'm doing a parlay. I'm going to take the Brooklyn Nets +3 or +3.5?
I see 2.5 on the FanDuel.
+2.5?
Yeah,
give me that.
Brooklyn Nets +2.5.
I think Harden's going to play tonight, so I'm going to go with the Brooklyn Nets. And then I'm going to go with the under of the Lightning and the Islanders tonight of 5.
Wow.
Is it 5? Yeah, I'm going to do the under.
Under 5 in a hockey match.
It was under. Game. It was 2-1 the first time.
Right. Hockey match.
Hockey. Under 5.5 in the Lightning Islanders.
5.5.
All right. I haven't taken one of these in a while. I've been going the other way on my NBA totals. When the world zigs, Cody Betts.
You zag.
I zag. Give me the over 221.5 in the Nets Bucks ball game. Harden's coming back. I count him for 30. KD drops 40. There's 70.
He has a little twinge in his hand.
Listen, I got twinges all over the place. I'm 39 years old.
You're not an athlete, though.
Nope, I'm not. I'm a blogger. Also, I've had a lot of mistakes today. I'm not going to lie to you. Alex just tweeted me that.
Did you admit that?
I admit when I'm wrong. It's
how often do you do that?
I'm doing it right now. If you let me do it,
this is the only time you've been wrong.
I've corrected myself like 5 times today. I had the U.S. population incorrect. I had the location of Syria incorrect.
I don't think you
corrected
yourself at all. I think people called in, text you, whatever, and made you correct yourself.
Tweeted to me.
They tweeted you, so you didn't correct yourself.
Well, but when the corrections are being pointed out, I'm happy to admit I'm wrong and say the correct thing. Okay. Does that not count for anything?
Not really, because you still haven't said what.
Well, I'm trying to.
Syria and all that.
I'm busy fighting you about if it's raining or not. Here is what I'd like to say. It's the Finnish soccer team, not the Finlandish soccer team.
Okay, well,
none of you caught that error.
No, we caught it. We just didn't say nothing because you do it so often.
I've never referenced Finland on this program.
Well, you need to correct yourself because you and Landfill had a discussion earlier and you were wrong.
About the geography B?
Yes.
I will challenge Landfill to a geography B.
Well, not on that one.
But that's, he didn't have it right either. He had Syria correct. I will give him that.
And that was it?
Did you know it was Finnish and not Finlandish? You certainly didn't say anything.
Yeah, you just make some of these mistakes. I can't keep up with them.
Tell everybody who's on the show tomorrow, Landfill.
Tomorrow we have Ben Standig.
Ben.
Ben's day.
We also have Ben White. Yeah, it's Ben's day. And then we have Steve Sands.
Is he going to be standing?
I feel like Ben Standing might be Standing or whatever.
Standing has a big old story about new names for the Washington football team. I want to dig into that and then take your calls. Plus, make sure you listen. 3 o'clock, Grant and Danny will have Washington football team legend, Mr. Daryl Green, on the program.
DJ?
Don't miss that. Thank you very much for listening. If you made it this far, I owe you one geography B.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.